Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
Yeah, all the thunder and lightning and crackling was all me trying to hook up my mic, and it wouldn't work. So I don't know if that's a message from God or Monager's playing some kind of tricks all the way from who knows where. But we'll blame it on him. I know that's what Father would do. So. But again, before I forget, I know there's some visitors here. Thank you for joining us. And as I always say, you're not visitors, you're one of us. So thank you. The set of readings has a thing or two to say about thankfulness, obviously. I know these last few weeks reflecting on the gospel inspired me to be more aware of thankfulness, even for the small and mundane things, like thank you that I can brush my teeth. Thank you that I can put on my glasses. And of course, as well as the greater things, you know, thank you for my wife, my family, you. I have to say, it brought to mind my wife's mother, a dear gal. She had this wonderful habit that whenever you gave her something or did something for her, she inevitably, rather than just saying thank you, she said, thank you, thank you. Every time, thank you, thank you. You knew she appreciated it. There was some form of humility in it. And I just always really appreciated that message through that. To this day, I don't know if she said, thank you, when Kathy gave her the news of our engagement. That one's up in the air to this day. Either way, yeah, today's message is obvious. Trust the Lord's guidance. Trust the Lord's guidance. Don't take his goodness for granted. And above all, yes, be grateful to God for his gifts. So the king of the Arameans, he sends his trusted commander, Naaman, stricken with leprosy to Israel. And he encounters Elisha in the account we just heard. He plunges in 7 times, right? So total cleansing. And with that, he's healed. As we read, he goes to all ends to express his gratefulness to Elisha. But did you notice? Elisha frustrates him. Elisha knows the thankfulness, it's due to God alone. Like Psalm 71, I will praise your goodness, yours alone. So yes, it's like when the commentators, they catch up with the star player after the game, right? And they try to heap all this praise onto him. Wow, you know, look what you did. And if he has a clue, what does he say? No, it's not about me. It's about us. In fact, it's about the coach. He's the one that brings us all together to be winners. So with you and I, really, in our relationship with one another and with God, what we receive, what we achieve, it isn't about me, contrary to our culture. It's about us. It's about God. The praise is due to God alone. And then the gospel. But some clarity again on this leprosy. Of all things, we know that in that time, it was wrongly thought to be a curse of sorts from God. So if you can imagine, first of all, if you're a leper, you're being punished by your loving father for something. And as if that's not enough, you're expelled from society. You're booted. You're looked upon as unclean, both spiritually and physically. Highly contagious. By strict law, you are to maintain your distance. You're left to feel judged by everyone. By no doing of your own, you live in guilt and embarrassment. In a word, you're an outcast. So now can you imagine the joy and the gift of an unlikely healing? This is truly a second chance at life on all fronts. Once the priests confirm it, it's game on. So when Jesus says to them, go and show yourself to the priests, They know what's happened. They know what's going to happen. He's going to heal us. No, he doesn't heal them right on the spot. First, Jesus challenges the 10 lepers' faith in him, their trust in his guidance. They're healed after they go on their way. For us, a perfect reminder of Jesus' desire to change your life dramatically if we just but trust ourselves to him and accept his gifts. So you've experienced this, right? We wrestle with life's challenges on our own merits, or perhaps we live in some prolonged guilt for who knows what. Then perhaps someone or something jogs our Christian nature that Jesus knows, Jesus cares. So what do? We surrender. We surrender our burden to him. And what happens? Yeah, the gift of grace happens. Game on. Thank you. We experience Jesus. We find direction. Are we slow learners? No. It's a trust and faith issue, no more, no less. Okay, so onward. Who returns to thank Jesus again? Any of God's chosen ones? The ones who should know better? The ones who knew God's grace firsthand? No. This Samaritan, he that the Jewish community considered clueless about God, he returns to the source of healing. He falls before Jesus in humility. Pope Francis, he makes a profound observation. He brought that healing to completion by returning to express his gratitude for the gift received. Yeah, hear that? Healing is brought to completion for us by returning to express gratitude to our Lord for gifts received. Why? Well, acknowledging that the praise and thanks is due to God alone, this stirs within us that deep humility, that thank you, our willingness to be vulnerable to God, which in turn, of course, reminds us of our true nature again, how amazing God's love. And with that, we're inspired what? To give of ourselves, to be like him in all ways. It's a beautiful thing. This accepting and receiving inspires appreciation and giving. Simply said, that's a healthy spirituality. So yeah, as I said, I've been reflecting on this gospel, and I realized how many times I ask and receive, but actually forget to go back and thank the Lord for gifts received. So I thought it might be, you've heard of prayer chains where we, as a group of people, we take our needs to God, right? Perhaps you're a part of one, but I thought it might be of interest here at St. John's. If you're interested, I would like to kick off an email group, if you will, of just thanks be to God kind of thing, where we can share our thanks and praise to God with one another. So if you go to the Fest for All, which I know you will, find that table. And there's a place where you can just sign your name and your email, your phone if you like, and we'll take it from there. Okay, so speaking of community and prayer and oneness here, Pam Lytle has some things to say to us today. So I'll get the heck out of the way, but I want to remind us again to be, as Father Mike Schmidt says, always remember that thankfulness isn't optional, it's our duty. But you know that because you respond to it every Sunday, I know you do. You say it is right and just, and indeed it is. God love you.